I want to share with you one of the most amazing Gemaras I've ever seen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, in Perek Chelek, recounts the following thing. We know that in Sefer Shoftim, in Perek Yedzayin, it says over the story about the tremendous Rasha, Micha, who made a Pesel Micha of Avodah Zarah. And he made an entire bayis, a house of worship of Avodah Zarah. And this was at the time of the Mishkan Shiloh. So the Gemara recounts that the Mishkan Shiloh was so close to where Micha set up of his house of Avodah Zarah. Micha set it up three mil away from the Mishkan. That's about a mile and a half away from the Mishkan. And it says that the smoke would go up from Mishkan Shiloh, from the Karbonis, going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would mingle together with the smoke going up from the Bayis of Avodah Zarah, from the house of worship of Avodah Zarah, from Micha. So the Gemara recounts, listen carefully, that the Malachi Ashores went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, look what's happening over here. The smoke of Micha's Avodah Zarah is coming up, mingling together with the Karbonis, and the Malachi Ashores is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to push Micha. They wanted to be doicha to push him. The Gemara does not explain exactly what pushing means. Most Mefarshim Ma'aseinim say they wanted to kill him. They wanted to push him away and kill him. Because look what's happening. Look what kind of Chilul Hashem this is. The Mamash, the smoke is mingling together with the smoke of the Karbonis in the Mishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, leave him. You can't push him away. Because Micha's bread, he always has pas available to give to Ivrei Durachim, to hungry travelers that need something to eat. The bread of the house of Micha is always available for people that are passing by that are hungry to eat. Do you hear this, Gemara? Someone who's the biggest Ovid Avodah Zarah, making such a bias of Avodah Zarah, such an unbelievable Chilul Hashem, and the power of feeding hungry people is such a schus that Hashem said, I can't kill him. I can't give you permission to kill him because he's feeding hungry Yidden. The Gemara continues on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis and goes on to Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Rabbi Yochanan said, we see from here that the power of giving food to a hungry Yid is so strong that Hashem is Mis'alim Ayin Min HaRishayim. Rashi, the last Rashi on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis over there in Sanhedrin, Rashi says that means to say that if a Rasha deserves something, he deserves to get punished, like Micha deserved that the Malachim should strike him down and kill him, Hashem looks away if that person feeds a hungry Yid. Do you hear the power of this Gemara? The power of this Gemara that someone could have be such an Ovid Avodah Zarah, but yet he has the schus that he gives hungry Yidden food to eat. That's a special schus that Hashem looks away not to kill him. And the Gemara says one more thing on that Omen Kuf Gimel Omen Beis. The Gemara there is explaining certain kings, certain Malachim that lost their Chelek L'Olam Haba, and certain regular people that lost their Chelek L'Olam Haba. And the Gemara says that Micha, who made this Bayis of Avodah Zarah with this Pesel Micha of Avodah Zarah, is not on the list. So the Gemara says, you know why he's not on the list? The reason is because since he gave his pas L'Ivrei Drachim, he gave food to eat to hungry people, therefore he does have a Chelek in Olam Haba. If a person should just think, of course a person needs to do tshuva, a person needs to fulfill all the Ratzon of Hashem and keep the Torah and keep the mitzvahs, but a person should think, look what that means to feed a hungry Yid. Someone who is such a Rasha Marisha like that could have a Chelek L'Olam Haba and he could be protected not to get killed for one reason, because he gave food to hungry Yidden. A person should think, the next time a Meshulach knocks on his door, besides giving him a donation, can you imagine if a person goes and takes a wrapped up Danish, you buy these ready-made brownie bars, these ready-made pastry to-goes, and you give it to a hungry Meshulach who comes to your door. Can you imagine how much Rachmanis and how much chesed you're going to bring from Hashem on yourself? Make a kavuchaymer. If someone who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah This could go ahead and save his life. Kolshkin v'kolshkin, how much schus and rachamim and chesed it could bring on us every time we feed a hungry yid.